This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is pressing its allies to move heaven and earth to keep Kyiv well supplied with weapons it needs to repel Russian forces as Moscow rains fire on eastern and southern Ukraine. Moscow has warned that the flow of weapons could trigger a wider war. Those concerns grew in Moldova, where explosions hit the separatist region for a second straight day. Russian forces also hit a strategic railroad bridge in the south. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that more help for Ukraine is on the way and that the West wants to ensure Russia won't be able to bully its neighbors. Meanwhile, Russia is cutting off gas supplies to two NATO and EU members. We get more details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Russia is halting the supply of gas to Poland and Bulgaria, an escalation in the deepening rift between the West and Moscow. Staunch Kremlin opponent Poland has been among the European countries seeking the toughest possible sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. Poland said supplies from energy giant Gazprom via Ukraine and Belarus is being cut on Wednesday, but Warsaw said it did not need to draw on reserves as its gas storage was 76% full. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared so-called unfriendly countries to pay for gas imports in rubles, a move only a few buyers have implemented so far. Bulgaria, which is almost completely reliant on Russian gas imports, said it had fulfilled all its contractual obligations with Gazprom and the proposed new payment scheme was in breach of that agreement. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House has announced that Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for coronavirus. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
Harris had just returned from a week-long trip to the West Coast and has not been in close contact with President Biden. The White House says the vice president is showing no symptoms and has had all her shots. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the Harris case is a good lesson.
We have a very, very contagious variant out there. It is going to be hard to ensure that no one gets COVID in America. That's not even a policy goal.
Jha says right now BA2, the subvariant of Omicron, is dominant.
Cases are rising across the country. But hospitalizations are at the lowest level of the pandemic. And deaths are continuing to fall.
Vice President Harris tweeted she will continue to isolate and follow CDC guidelines. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Government researchers say 3 out of every 4 U.S. children have been infected with the coronavirus. Among Americans of all ages, more than half had signs of previous infection. The figures come from our Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study released Tuesday. It looked in the blood of more than 200,000 Americans for virus-fighting antibodies made from infections, not vaccines. They found that signs of past infection rose dramatically between December and February when the Omicron variant surged. CDC officials stressed that the previously infected should still get COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC report came out the same day one vaccine manufacturer, Pfizer, sought permission to offer a booster dose to kids ages 5 to 11, just like people 12 and older can get. The Biden administration has released a plan to deal with an increase in already historic numbers of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's due to the lifting of a public health order that has kept people from seeking asylum and that Republican and Democratic lawmakers say should be kept in place. A memo from the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas outlines an effort to enforce U.S. immigration laws that were in place before Title 42 was invoked at the start of the pandemic in 2020. The plan includes increasing the number of personnel in the border region from Customs and Border Protection and other federal agencies and expanding detention capacity. Recapping our top story, the U.S. has pressed its allies to move heaven and earth to keep Kyiv well supplied with weapons it needs to repel Russian forces. And the Russia is now cutting off gas supplies to two NATO and EU members. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.